As we said in our previous shiur, the Gemara, the Rishonim, as we quoted their opinions quite extensively, said five different ways of understanding the Gemara of Apei Tlosa. And of course, the place to look at this halacha is the Chofetz Chaim in Klal Beis. Says the Chofetz Chaim, also l'sap l'shon hara l'chaveroi, you're not allowed to speak l'shon hara to somebody else, af shu emes, even though it's true, afil b'fnei yochid, even in front of just one person, v'koshkem b'fnei rabim, and certainly in front of many people. And the Chofetz Chaim Da'agah says that besides the issue of Lashon Hara, which is at stake, we also have to remember there's a concept of Malbim Pnei Chaver B'Rabim, which the Heter of our Gemara doesn't apply to. Continues the Chofetz Chaim, the Kol Sh'Yisraba HaShoymim, the more people that hear, Yisraba Avoyna Masaper, then the Avera of the person speaking is even greater. Because that's the way his friend even gets more embarrassed. What he did inappropriately becomes very public. And the person who says it makes that the people who hear it should be over the terrible sin of Isser Shmias Lashon Hara, that they hear Lashon Hara. Continues the Chofetz Chaim, or Masha Nimtza Heter, quoting our Gemara, and what there is a Heter, the Divrei Chazal Loimer B'fnei Shloisha, says the Chofetz Chaim, Haina B'dovish Ene G'nai Gomer. So the Chofetz Chaim follows the approach of how he understood Tosfos. V'Divrei Shloi Yesh Loi Shnei Ponim. What he said could be interpreted in one of two ways. V'inyan kazeh, says the Chofetz Chaim, speaking this way, Yedua shetolu l'fi adibur sh'oimah soy ha'obesaper beisah sipuroi. It depends on how it was said. Kazeh tiru chazal loim afnei shloisha. Such a statement may be made in front of three people. V'telua. And why is a mutter in front of three people? Says the Chofetz Chaim, since the person said in front of three people, he's obviously certain that the person who spoke about will hear it, because as our Gemara says, he's careful that what he said should not be Lashon Hara. And as we explained, the way that Chroinim explained this, the fact that I'm doing it this way, in other words, it's only a statement that could be interpreted one of two ways, and the fact that I'm saying it this in public is a proof, I know that it's going to go back to the person who I spoke about, it must be that I didn't have any negative intention. And the Chofetz Chaim, as we said in the Tzaya Dovrach, gives an example. From there we can learn for all cases. They asked somebody, where could you find fire? V'hu meshiv, and you respond, Shom timtza, shom vashon tamid bas v'dogim. You'll find it in that person's house. They're always cooking meat and fish there. Now we have to look, what was his intention? It can be said in a way which is not disparaging at all. There's nothing wrong. Somebody has a large family. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him that he's Baruch Hashem financially comfortable, or he has a lot of guests, and therefore when you ask, we ask, where can you find fire? And they respond, Kimber Beis Pliny Shavash and Tamid. That's the place where you could always find fire. That's the place where they're always cooking. The Kokeh Gavn B'Avnei B'Nyanay Vak Lashon Hara. Says the Chofetz Chaim, we also have to think about a Vak Lashon Hara. Tali B'Oifen Amiris HaMesaper Beis Deburah. We have to see how he says it. Ava Moitzes B'Kolod to Noisav. If the way you say, the tune of your voice, your motions, the minker, that it's clear, Shekavanoso Shemabe B'Seid Merei is Tamid. He always has a lot of parties. There's nothing wrong in having a party. Afila Hochoy, says the Chofetz Chaim, Kuro Avak Lashon Hara. That still is Avak Lashon Hara. V'asalai Mafi B'nei Shloisha. So now the Chofetz Chaim says that even if it's not inherently wrong, if it's not inherently right, it's also Avak Lashon Hara. Continues the Chofetz Chaim, Yesh Oymem B'mechet Sipa G'nusa Chaveir B'fnei Shloisha. If somebody spoke in front of three people, after Ova B'vada Elis Lashon Hara, after Kedem Echem Shloisha Shoma Dova Zeh, this is the Rashbam. If somebody who heard this, Sipa Akkak Lachem, now repeats it, Loyova B'zeh Elis Lashon Hara, you're not over Lashon Hara, Mitam, and the reason is, the Kim the Shloisha Yoydim Zeh, since three people already know about this, now it's public because Chavr Chavr Islay. Ubedova also lezgalis, and something that is not going to, that's anyway going to be public, loy osra atar mishum lashon hara. But says the Chavetz Chaim, this heter v'dafka l'saper b'der chakroy, it's only if it's not done on a permanent basis. Not that your intention is to spread a rumor, spread this news, and even if you won't repeat who told it to you, you'll just say that that's what you heard about this person. That's still considered Lashon Hara. And even everything that we just explained, only the person he heard what Ruvain said about Shimon Bapatwasa. Ava Misha Shama Mimenu, somebody who didn't hear it from the original source. Also Leilach Akach Asmach Seh. Shamloi Mesapi Shamloi Zor Bapatlasa. If I tell somebody I heard in front of three people, whatever, and I tell this to someone else, he can't repeat it further. Lusapi Lach Megunusha Shama Al Shimon. Even if the person who repeats it won't say who's the one that's spreading the news, unless this news, it has become very, very popular. If the person who heard this doesn't know anything himself, is it true that Reuven spoke about Shimon? You can't believe that Reuven said Lashon Hara. Shereuven ova alis Lashon Hara. Ela afilu imudei ba'atzmai. Even if, then it's certainly usher. But even if you know, Sheruven Sipa Gnusel Shimon, the Reuven spoke negatively about Shimon. Ach any day mahoi bapitlosa, but you don't know if it was done. Bapitlosa, Vashem Eresh is a Giloi Shoya bapitlosa, and now somebody tells you that it was bapitlosa, Abdikan also loy lismachot varbaza, you can't believe that. The Chashinin, the Malaya is a bapitlosa. We need to be concerned maybe it wasn't bapitlosa, Vaina also is Galus. You can now spread it further. Continues the Chofetz Chaim. Nearly them a super apitlosoi b'fnei anoshim yirei elokim. Furthermore, says the Chofetz Chaim, even if it was apitlosa, but the three people were yirei shemayim, shnezara misaloshin hara, memele ein davazasulus kalas. People are yirei shemayim will not spread this kind of news. Menker osim in a Torah, l'sapa ach kach davazalacha, it may not be spread further. Not only that, says the Chofetz Chaim, if only one of those three people is a Yerushimayim, Shenizim is Lashon Hara, that's careful from Lashon Hara. Gam kein dina hachda, din remains the same. Because, says the Chofetz Chaim, the Sulek is Shloshim of Aslam. We no longer have three people to spread the news. The Efshur, the Wadin, Sir, says the Chofetz Chaim, also maybe if one of the three people, Hoy Mikroivov Oya Havov, Shamisha Nemar Lovagnus, are friends or relatives of the person who the negative thing was said about. Gamkin Shai Chai Tama, even though they're not such big Yerushimayim, the Hu Bevadai, La Yelech, Vigala La Oilum, this person is not going to spread bad information, Shal Kroiva Vaava, about his relative and friends, in Cain, Sulaka Tloisa. Furthermore, says the Chofetz Chaim, ordinarily, the dafka ba'isa ir sheshama ba'apitlos mutal gals, only in that city, shem de chavr chavra, avloi be'er cheres, af de shiars mitzuyas lozu. And here, the halacha becomes a little complicated, especially nowadays, where we have so many people traveling, and news travels very quickly. Moreover, says the Chofetz Chaim, if the person who said it said, don't say this further, I feel even if it was said in public, again, we have a concern of Lashon Hara. Even if somebody will by accident mention what he heard. But even if I know that the thing was, the information was said to be kept quiet, but I know people violated and spread the information, api came, hashlishi emoy legalis asadovel acherim afilu b'mikrim. If you were told something in confidence, you have to keep it in confidence. So here we have the Chofetz Chaim giving us the halachas of apitlosa. The Chofetz Chaim says further, ordinary poshut, the dafka meshoyma yishloish, you have to have three people that heard. Lefuki, if it'll be a situation, shnaim sipu b'fnei shnaim, two people spoke in front of two people, l'shai chayater klau, because the Gemara is clear, one in front of three. Concludes the Chofetz Chaim. Because of shdibarnu, hu mitzad iser hamir ba'atzmai, everything we've spoken, says the Chofetz Chaim, is only exactly what you heard. You're not allowed to add one word to make it even juicier. You say your own commentary, what was said was right. The Makaka Oysa B'dvarav Yoysa Masha Yanishna Love B'Soif Me'atzmai. You're adding more than what was said. Void B'Zamuchach. Moreover, it shows that you accepted what you heard La'emis. V'Zeh Asul Kulam B'Kol Gavna. You're not allowed to accept and believe Lashon Hara. V'Kein Tzorach L'Zor Ma'oid. Therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, you have to be very careful. Afilu emeforsim al odem enyan echad l'ra, even if it's public, bad information about a person, shos ben erosoi, that he did when he was young. Ach mi'az ve'ata hu misnai kishura. From then on, he's acting appropriately. O shemeforsim al voisov shlo yinoigin kishura klau. We know that this person's forefathers didn't act properly. But he doesn't act that way. That this person is not doing anything wrong. You're not to speak negatively. And somebody who violates this, and speaks these things in front of other people, you want to disparage him. Even if you don't add one word, everything you said is true. He's considered a Baal Lashon Hara. There won't be Zoycha to greet the Shechina. Even if it's very public. He did tshuva. The Shailas Tshuvas, Mishnah Halachas, Chelek Tes, Simon Shindun Gemel, has a question if you could publicize a psak. Somebody was brought to Din Torah, and he, Bezdin, paskened against him. Says the Mishnah Halachas, if the person who's spreading this is intending to embarrass the person by saying, you see, this person did this Aveira, and Beis Din even came out against him, you're not allowed to do that, as we quoted the Rambam. Certainly, if by publicizing this psak, this person could end up having financial loss or having his name disparaged, and it'll affect him negatively regarding Shidduchim or his family. So now you have a concern about Pakeach, Panososo Shel Chaveroi. Hurting the family is considered like you're physically hurting them. And it's a terrible Aveira. He says that the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis, that about Tshuva Tzorach Lefara Chetov, Shebein Adam L'Chaveroi, says the Mishnah Lachis, if I did an Aveira, and I think that for my Tshuva, publicizing this is appropriate, that's okay. But that doesn't give a right for someone else to say it about me. Doesn't give a right for somebody else to say it about me. And moreover, if, says the Shas Tshuva Shoyl V'Nishol, Yoridei Chelik Beis Simenon Beis, if by saying Lashon Hara about someone else, you cause that person a financial loss, you become like a gazlan, and you become possible ladies. Hashem should help us from saying Lashon Hara.